The panel was sponsored by Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA. It included Chris Ward, a former member of the Canadian Parliament. He says as more and more Canadian drugs are heading south via internet pharmacies, the price of Canadian prescription drugs is rising and shortages are occurring. He says doctors and patients there are frustrated, but it's up to the U.S. government to do something about it.
Don't mess with our healthcare system to try to, you know, to game a circumstance to avoid dealing with the serious problems that you might have in your own. Because frankly, the importation of prescription drugs is not a solution to high drug costs in the United States. It's an avoidance of the issue, not a solution.
Ward says there's growing pressure from Canadians to get their own government to shut down the cross-border trade, but he says U.S. drug companies have begun to cut back on the amount of drugs they're selling to Canada, and that's fueling the problem.
Manufacturers are basically just saying, hey, it's just not available.
A spokesperson for PhRMA would not comment on whether U.S. drug companies are restricting Canadian supplies, but the Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Health and Family Services, Helene Nelson, says that's exactly what's happening.
There are enough prescription medicines made by these drug companies to meet the needs in the United States and to meet the needs in Canada. What they're saying to the Canadian people is, if the United States consumers want the same low prices as we give to you, we're going to punish you by constricting supply. They have enough supply. They're just selling it here at a higher price.
Nelson defended Governor Doyle's push to get the Food and Drug Administration to start certifying the safety of cheaper Canadian drugs. But a spokesperson for the FDA says there are no plans to do that. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.